What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, March 14th. It is not just any Tuesday. It is Poker Tuesday here in South Florida. I am looking forward to seeing so many of you tonight right here where I'm doing the show from this afternoon, the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Tonight at 6 p.m., the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with a $150 buy-in, $10,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. Always a lot of fun, especially when I win. But that's okay, because you could still take second place. And if you take second place and I win, I am going to give you two tickets to Saturday night's Florida Panthers game. The seats are on the glass, first row on the glass, with lounge access for free food, free drinks, all thanks to the Workers' Comp Legal Center. I hope to see you out here tonight, 6 p.m. Again, register until 8:45 in case you get out of work a little late. Understandable. You got plenty of time to get here. And the other way you can get those tickets is if you knock me out. You take all of my chips and knock me out, then you'll get the tickets to the hockey game. I got a little distracted here because somebody just went all in. There's tournaments here all the time. Somebody went all in, and it looks like they're not happy. Maybe a bad beat here in the afternoon in the poker room at the Hard Rock. I just don't want a bad beat tonight. I've got all this positive energy going into this tournament. I've won three tournaments in the past 3 months, and I'm looking to make it four tonight. I'm on a heater. I mean, I just won a huge tournament in Colombia! That was a really big win, and it included a trip to the Czech Republic. So I'll be headed to the Czech Republic. I'll be going to Prague. I'll be going to a city called Rozvodov. Never heard of it in my life until I won the trip to it. But they got a nice poker tournament out there in late July, and I will be there. Probably take those days off, you know, with the time change and everything. That's like 6 hours difference, something like that. I don't know if I'll be able to or want to. I'll be able to. I don't know if I'll want to do the show from Prague. Although I could add it to the list of places that I've done the show from before. I've done it from Mexico. I've done it from the Bahamas. I've done it from New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, all over South Florida, obviously. I've done it from Medellin. I've done it from where else? I've done it from Panama. Did it from Panama a couple of times. I've done it from many, many places. And I take all of you with me. No matter where I go, I take you with me. Maybe not actually physically on the plane, but at least through my Instagram feed. If you search Andy Slater, I do my best to take you with me on these trips. So I want you to come out here tonight. I'm here at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get to meet some of you who I haven't met before, and you take your best shot at getting me out of the tournament, taking all of my chips, and getting those two seats on the glass to go see the Florida Panthers. So not only is this a big month because of my poker tournament, but this is a big month sports-wise. It is my favorite month on the entire sports calendar. And this week is one of the best weeks. I've always said March is the best month. October is second. But when you break down March, right now we are in the best week. I would say this week right now that we're currently in is the best week of the entire year. Especially this year with the World Baseball Classic going on. The WBC at Lone Depot Park has been absolutely nuts. I'm going to go again tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the Dominican Republic taking on Puerto Rico, and that is essentially an elimination game. So whoever wins that game is going to move on to the quarterfinal. Whoever loses that game is going home, or they're going back to wherever their spring training site is. And Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, when it comes to fans, that place tomorrow night, it is going to be loud. It is going to be crazy inside and also outside. But all of these matchups have been so much fun. I went the other night there with a Marlins man.
Do you know who I am?
I was there with him, second row right behind home plate. It was Puerto Rico against Venezuela. And Venezuela is going to win the pool, so they're going to advance. And then, like I said, tomorrow night, that will be the deciding factor. Whoever wins that game, they'll advance, either the Dominican or Puerto Rico. But it's going to be crazy. All these games have been crazy. And I was taking a look at some of the other pools, not only in Arizona, but overseas. If Cuba beats Australia tomorrow, and the game is at 6 a.m. Eastern time, so very early if you want to watch it tomorrow. If Cuba beats Australia tomorrow, they will advance to the semifinals because they're playing their quarterfinal tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern time. The semifinals, they're here in Miami. Can you imagine the Cuba baseball team coming to Miami to play at Lone Depot Park? That, I say, can you imagine? I can't even imagine it. What it will be like just outside of the ballpark, what it'll be like in the streets by the La Carreta, I can't even imagine it. Unless I'm completely wrong, but if Cuba does beat Australia, and I'm not saying completely wrong about that happening, because if they do beat Australia, they will be coming to Miami. I'm talking about the atmosphere. I think it will just be the craziest that it could possibly be. So that will be something. And then, of course, the USA, they'll be here. At least I hope so. There's a lot happening there in Little Havana. And I am telling you, I said it yesterday, I will say it again today. If you are thinking about going to the World Baseball Classic, stop thinking about it and just go. And I highly advise to go to the game tomorrow night. That will be the best, not only baseball experience you ever have, but it could be the craziest sports experience you ever have. And I am not overdoing it. I think I'm actually underselling what tomorrow night will be like at Lone Depot Park. So if you've got some extra dollars, first come here tonight to my poker tournament, and then maybe you'll win some more, and then use some of those dollars to go online to get a ticket for tomorrow night's World Baseball Classic game. I was looking earlier. Standing room only, just to get in, is like $200. That's how big tomorrow night is. So that's Wednesday. Then on Thursday, the NCAA tournament starts. Well, I know we got the play-ins and all that, but like the real tournament starts on Thursday. So we got games all day Thursday. We got games all day Friday. Two of the most epic days in all of sports. Nothing but March Madness games from 12 p.m. all the way until late at night. Just games, games, and games. Hopefully some glorious games with nonstop action. And one of the best parts about this year's March Madness is that we have double interest locally here in South Florida. We have the University of Miami. They're taking on Drake. We have FAU. They're playing Memphis, which really is entirely too difficult of a game for a team that won 30-plus, even if they're in Conference USA. But whatever, you got to play who is in front of you, and hopefully FAU, who's a small dog in that game, just a little puppy, hopefully they'll be able to pull off the upset and beat Memphis. The University of Miami, they're a small favorite. And I've got them at 75-1 to win the title. I'll get to the Canes in a little bit. So I have a lot to discuss. This is the busiest week to me on the entire sports calendar. And I have many topics. I got so many notes here in front of me. I'm excited about my poker tournament tonight here at the Hard Rock. I hope you will come out. You've got plenty of time to get here. Cards in the air at 6. You could register until 8:45. Really looking forward to it. I've met so many of you out here since we've had the tournament here at the Hard Rock, which started in December. Prior to that, it was going on about 9 years, and it was at Seminole Casino Coconut Creek, which was fantastic. And now it is here at the Hard Rock, and it's just been such a great time. So I meet so many of you every single time the tournament is here. It's once a month. And I got a little surprise for next month that I'll tell you about later on this week. A little change of date for the first time ever with my poker tournament. But come on out tonight. all right, I want to talk football. I want to talk basketball. I want to get in hockey. I want to get in a lot. So, you know, I can't do anything until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I want to start with what the Miami Dolphins did yesterday. I know the Jalen Ramsey trade, which becomes official tomorrow, it's a big deal. It was a great trade. It's not the only thing the Miami Dolphins have to do, though, to go where they want to go. And you know Stephen Ross, who's going to be turning 83 years old, he wants to win a Super Bowl right now.
When you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, because we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one.
And multiple Super Bowls. But what the Dolphins did yesterday by signing Mike White, it was not nothing. Now, I'm not saying that it was huge. I'm not saying it's the difference between that Super Bowl or a bust. But I don't look at the Mike White signing as just peanuts. It's not something that can be ignored. Like, oh, yeah, you know, the Dolphins signed a backup quarterback. They signed Mike White. No, I think it's at least worthy of starting the hour with. Now, there's no reason to overthink it. Like, oh, why are you making a big deal about Mike White? You don't have to overthink this. You don't have to break it down. The backup quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, it matters because the starter gets hurt a lot. It's pretty simple, isn't it? I know if I say the starter's name, that's like throwing gas on a fire. So I'm just keeping it to roles to start with. The backup quarterback for the Miami Dolphins matters because the starter gets hurt a lot. Doesn't that make sense? Look, I think every Dolphins fan would love it if Mike White didn't play a single down this season. The only way Mike White came into a game is because the Dolphins were up so big, they took Tua out. If Tua could come in, start, and be healthy, and ball out for 17 games plus the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
That would be fantastic, and every single Miami Dolphins fan would love it. Reality is, that has not been the reality. Tua hasn't been able to stay healthy for a full season. So as Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer went about their search for a quarterback, looking for a dude who could really step in and be good if Tua does go down, they looked at this as something important. It's not a position to ignore. Being a backup quarterback with the Dolphins, you can't just throw anybody in there. Oh, yeah, we'll just sign this guy. You can't do that. It can't be. I always bring up the New York Giants for examples, but I think they have good examples. It can't be like the Giants with Eli Manning. Eli Manning, you love him or hate him, the dude always played. He was never hurt. So when the Giants went to find a backup quarterback, maybe they could skip some steps because we know Eli is going to be healthy. He doesn't get hurt. But the Dolphins, they can't skip steps. The backup quarterback is a key role for this Miami Dolphins team. If Tua does get hurt with whatever, somebody needs to be able to get in there and keep this ship, okay, with a P, although you could probably say it with another letter at the end. But I'm talking about the ship. Somebody needs to keep it afloat. We all know that the AFC is going to be super competitive. We know the AFC East is going to be super competitive. And if Tua is out for a game, if it's just going to be one game or during a game, they need their backup quarterback who is on the team at the time, ready to play. They need that quarterback to be good. And that's why they chose Mike White. I'm not saying Mike White is unbelievable and he should be starting, but that's why Mike White is going to earn up to 16 mil. He needs to be more than just a placeholder. And Mike McDaniel, I'm sure he saw something. Mike White hasn't started a ton of games, but he's played enough. And Mike McDaniel, he watches so much video. That's just how he is. So in his deep dive watching video, Mike McDaniel obviously saw something to where he said, okay, I believe in this guy. We can win with him. And if Tua does go down, he could step in and we can get it done. And he probably communicated that with Chris Greer. And then the deal got finalized. And a cool thing about Mike White is that he's a local guy. He's from Pembroke Pines. He played high school football at University School in Davie. There's pictures of him on his Instagram sitting outside of Joe Robbie Stadium for a Dolphins game. So it's got to be meaningful for him to come home and sign with Miami. It's kind of funny, though, because wasn't that the same story with Teddy Bridgewater? Grew up in South Florida, played for Miami Northwestern, and here's Teddy. But Teddy was okay. He was absolutely a drop-off from Tua. I'm not sure how much of an improvement Mike White will be, but the Dolphins are certainly hoping he is. Another thing I want to say about this Mike White signing is that it has nothing to do with what I believe could happen if Tua does get hurt for a long period of time. If you haven't heard me say it before, I will say it again, because the theories are still out there about Tom Brady, and I've been explaining one for quite a while. Yes, Tom Brady's retired. Yes, I do expect Tua to be the starter for the Miami Dolphins. No, I do not expect the Miami Dolphins to be signing Tom Brady right now. But I do expect Tom Brady to be at Dolphins games. I do expect Tom Brady to be in Stephen Ross's suite during Dolphins games. That's what I expect. If Tua does get hurt, and I'm not hoping he gets hurt, but let's look at every season he's played, he's been hurt. If Tua gets hurt again, Tom Brady is sitting next to or two seats down, or maybe even three seats down, from the owner, Stephen Ross, who already tried to get him. If Tua goes down and he's going to be out for a while, Stephen Ross is going to look at Tom Brady. He's going to turn to the left or turn to the right, or maybe in back of him. And what is he going to say? What do you think he's going to say? I think he would say, hey, you could be ready in, what, a week or two? And then he becomes a Miami Dolphin. So when I hear out there that, okay, Brady with Miami is still something to watch, that is how I believe it would play out. It's not something I'm rooting for. I think every single Miami Dolphins fan would like Tua to be the starter and be healthy and fans be chanting MVP yet again, because he was amazing when he was healthy. But can he stay healthy? We all know there is that big concern surrounding Tua Tagovailoa. So I like what the Miami Dolphins are doing right now. I like the signing of Mike White. The trade for Jalen Ramsey, to me, that's a no-brainer. We'll see if somebody does drop off in the AFC East. We know that the Jets are going to be better. The Bills, they were really good the last few years. Maybe they won't be so great. Maybe they will take the step back. I don't know who. It's March 14th, and we still got a few months before any type of training camp begins, and they all can't be Super Bowl contenders. And then you've also got the Patriots still there too. So we got a long way to go. But the NFL, they just always seem to hijack the news, right? They don't have to be playing. They're always in the news. And that is something that I'm definitely not complaining about. Just like you will have no complaints if you head on over to Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, because you'll be surrounded by gorgeous girls. And what makes Dean's Gold the ultimate gentleman's club, these beautiful ladies that you'll be surrounded by, they come from all over the world. So many different countries are represented at Dean's Gold. They got more than the World Baseball Classic. Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, is open every single day from 8 p.m. all the way until 6 in the morning. How do you get to Dean's Gold? Well, I'll tell you where they're located, and then you can put it in Waze. They're on the northeast corner of Northeast 163rd Street and Biscayne Boulevard. That's in North Miami Beach. Have yourself a fantastic evening or even early morning. Surround yourself with beautiful women who come from all over the world. There is only one place in South Florida you can do that. Only one building. It is the ultimate gentleman's club, Dean's Gold. Doing the show here this afternoon from the Poker Room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Ready for the Slater Scoops tournament tonight. That's my tournament. Cards in the air at 6. You could register until about 8:45. 10 grand guaranteed in the prize pool. Just 150 bucks buys you in. I hope to see you guys out here tonight in the Poker Room at the Hard Rock. Some of you went out to downtown Miami yesterday. Not to Little Havana, where they had the World Baseball Classic going on. Some of you went to the Miami-Dade Arena. And why is it when you go to a Heat game or you watch a Heat game, all of these games seem close? And it's never easy. It's just never easy for the Heat. Yes, they got the W last night against the Jazz. But for Utah, it was their last game on a six-game road trip. Usually teams at the end of a long road trip like that are just toast. And you want to go out there and you just want to bury them. But it's the Miami Heat. So, of course, it had to be yet another close game decided by a few plays down the stretch. Now, in theory, all of these close games will help the Heat as they head down the stretch. Because if you're in a one or two possession game and it's very late for the Heat, they'll be so used to it because this is happening all season long. Where did they get the big shot? Well, last night it was Tyler Hero. Where did they get the big stop? Last night it was Bam Adebayo. This team, they do have answers for those types of situations, but you know how the shooting has been this year for them. Now, look, they got 12 games left. It looks inevitable that the Heat are going to be the 7th seed. So that means it would be a play-in game against the Atlanta Hawks. The Heat, they kind of own the Hawks. For whatever reason, however they're able to do it, they put a lockdown on Trae Young. Trae Young gets shook, and that's it. The Heat win. So likely the Heat are a 7th seed. I would think they get a W against the Hawks. But that punches their ticket for a showdown with either Boston or maybe Philly. If you take a look at the NBA standings, Philly's only a game back. And that would be really interesting because the Heat play the Sixers really well. So if you're a Heat fan, I guess the movement that you want to see in this playoff race is for Philly to jump Boston, simply because Miami would have a better chance in the first round. At least it would be entertaining. I don't think it would only go five games. I think the Heat would have a legitimate shot to win that matchup against the Sixers. But still, Philly's got to jump Boston, and I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. Still got some time. I mean, it definitely could happen. They're only a game back. As far as the Heat go, Jimmy, I think his greatness is getting lost a little bit because the team is so mediocre as a whole. But Jimmy individually is so dang good. The effort this guy gives on a nightly basis, it's incredible. This is a regular season basketball game we're talking about. And in the regular season, most guys are going, what, 85, 90%? The thing with Jimmy, when this dude's on the floor, he's going all out. The way he attacks, goes to the basket, the way he gets fouled, the pride that he takes in his defense. He's so smart on D. He gambles brilliantly on defense. And one of the biggest frustrations of this Heat season is that Jimmy is so good and Bam has had moments where he's great. And it sort of feels like they're wasting all of this greatness on such a mediocre team. And reality is, we don't know how long Jimmy could be this good, do we? Think about the shape that he's got to keep himself in order to play at the level he is. How long can he do that for? How many of these years, these type of years where he plays at this level, how many of them does he have left? That's why I don't think the Heat should just punt this playoffs. I mean, maybe they get in. Maybe they get Philly. If they can beat Philly, who knows? You got Jimmy Butler on the court. The thing with this team, and there's many things I could bring up. Here I am in the poker room, and during a poker tournament, I know how to read people. If the Heat, as a whole, were at my table, I don't think I'd be able to read them. Because you see the pieces. You see how they could make noise. But there are so many examples where they don't make the plays down the stretch. And there were so many mistakes that caused that game last night to be close in the first place. Utah, they're tired. They're at the end of the road trip. Miami could have and should have buried them so early, but they didn't. They're just so hard to read. So the play-in tournament looks very likely for them. And then hopefully they're going to get Philly if they can jump Boston in the first round, which at least to me, it would present an opportunity. Because going up against Milwaukee or Boston, forget it. Unless there's some huge shocker, the Heat, they're going to be one round and that's it. They'll be done. Some of you are done when it comes to looking for dental work because you go to a dentist in South Florida and they tell you the price, forget about it. Well, you don't have to be done. That's why I tell you about the Costa Rica Dental Team all of the time, because the Costa Rica Dental Team can save you 50 to 70% when compared to U.S. dental prices. That is a fortune that you'll be able to save on dental work. Maybe you need implants, crowns, veneers, whatever dental work you need done, the Costa Rica Dental Team, they will take great care of you and save you so much money when compared to U.S. dental prices. I know that for myself because I have been to the Costa Rica Dental Team many times. So I could tell you their work, their staff, absolutely top notch. Now it's time for you to check them out. Visit CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. That's CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. Inquire about their pricing, and then you could start planning your Costa Rica dental vacation later today. When it comes to basketball, I'm so ready for March Madness. I have 75-1 reasons to care about March Madness because I've got that ticket for the University of Miami basketball team to win it all. And the biggest question about that ticket right now is Norchad's ankle. The Miami Hurricanes have the ability to make a serious run in the NCAA tournament. Their guard play is outstanding. They have really good scores. They have a great coach in Coach L. But the one area they are lacking is in the paint. And that's where Norchad makes up for a lot. He's 6'7", but he plays like a 7-footer. He controls the glass. He could score. He can run with the team. He is a perfect fit. But right now, he's dealing with an ankle injury. He suffered it about a minute into the Duke game, and Coach L didn't really give much of an update. He just said, we'll prepare to play with him. We'll prepare to play without him. And if he does miss the game on Friday or if he's hobbled, my 75-1 ticket for the University of Miami basketball team to win it all, it'll become kind of useless. So I'm hoping he can get some, like, Mr. Miyagi treatment, get it rubbed properly, taped up, and he'll be as close to 100% as possible, because I got to ride with the Canes. I'm rooting for FAU as well, but my ticket is with the University of Miami at 75-1. Friday night, we're going to find out a heck of a lot more. Yes, go FAU. I hope the Owls go all the way to the championship and take on UM, and then UM beats them. I could only be so lucky if that were to happen. And speaking of luck, maybe you'll have some heading on out to Gulfstream Park. It is the championship meet going on right now at Gulfstream Park. It's like we didn't have enough stuff happening in our own backyard right now. My gosh, the championship meet with the Florida Derby coming up in just a couple of weeks as well. Gulfstream Park, they've got live racing every Wednesday through Sunday right now during the championship meet. My suggestion, you go to Gulfstream Park during a live race day, you get a table of 10 Palms, that is their trackside restaurant, you have a great meal, you watch the races live right in front of you, the great people who work there come around, they'll take your wagers, 10 or 20 cents, could make you thousands of dollars. Get on out there to Gulfstream Park, it's always a great time. I love being out there, and I hope to be out there this weekend as well. It is the championship meet in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. Well, I've said it many times, and I am here in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The Slater Scoops Poker Tournament this evening at 6 p.m. That's when cards are in the air. You could register until about 8:45 tonight. So if you get out of work a little late, no worries at all. Get on out here to the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, because you're going to be able to fight for second place tonight in my own poker tournament. Jason Heidenthal, who runs the show when it comes to the tournaments here at the Hard Rock, with me at the broadcast booth. What a booth this is right here in the poker room. There's action going on right now. Jason, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take the headset off. I'm going to practice a little bit, get ready, and then you could just do the remainder of the show. How does that work?
Have a great day. Enjoy yourself.
You could talk about the WBC. You could talk about the action coming here. You could talk about the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphin signings. People would be refreshed with a new look of South Florida sports.
Absolutely. I would love to take the show over. That is my goal. That's the long-term goal, is to turn you into a real poker player, get you behind the table every single day.
Well, I think we're getting there, man. I mean, you're coming on here. I'm hitting the poker table. I'm doing well. I had that big win in Medellin. I've had two victories here already. People are telling me that if I win tonight, it'll be my third win. I know that, but people are saying that, you know, it's not a good thing. I don't see how it's not a good thing. Is it a bad thing if I win my own tournament?
No, it's a great thing that you're winning your own tournament. But what you're not telling them, though, is that you're taking the classes from me, the poker training classes.
We're honest on this show.
I'm teaching you how to become a better tournament player.
So as far as tournaments go, we know the big one is tonight, my tournament.
Absolutely.
There's a $10,000 guarantee in the prize pool. That will be the minimum. It's only $150 to buy in. Next week, I saw on the calendar, because you guys have a calendar, I tell people to go on the website, shrpo.com, and they've got all the events there. But people who cannot make it tonight, they want to come out next week. You guys are adding these packages for the main event to your showdown coming up next month, part of the World Poker Tour. So what exactly is it you guys are adding?
So what we started doing is we love calling them Player Appreciation Weeks. Just a little kickback to all the wonderful players that come throughout this room throughout the course of the month. And starting next week.
Like me.
Like you.
Thank you.
And everyone else. All right. starting next week on Monday, for the entire week, all the nighttime events, Monday through Friday, we are bolstering up the guarantee, adding an extra $10,000 on what is already there. Plus, we are adding an additional $3,500 WPT showdown seat to the winner of every single event Monday through Friday, Player Appreciation Week.
And that $3,500 seat that you guys are adding in, you're not taking it out of the prize money. You're actually adding it in. So it's an added bonus, like you say. That gets you into the $3,500 main event, which you have coming up starting next month. And the prize pool in that is, what, at least a couple million?
A couple million is correct. It's a $3 million guarantee.
$3 million guarantee.
I'm not going to...
We're talking dollars here because, you know, I'm in Medellin. I deal with pesos sometimes. We're talking dollars.
$3 million USD.
USD.
Guarantee on a WPT main event.
Now, I know that's the guarantee. Let's just talk about the history here at the Hard Rock because you guys put the guarantees on these tournaments and... The guarantee means that's the minimum amount. So even if 20 people showed up, which would never happen because 20 people show up in about a five-second period, but if only 20 people showed up, there would still be $3 million minimum in the prize pool. But the history, Jason, of these tournaments, it's been way beyond the guarantee for all of these events, right?
History loves to repeat itself, and this showdown series has been spectacular the last few years. Close to almost $6 million, $7 million
That's
prize
amazing.
Pool.
Yeah.
This is the premier event. People love playing WPTs. This is a televised final table. So people, ultimately, they want to make and see themselves on TV. So, yes, this one brings out everyone and anyone. And I would love to say that it's probably going to easily be a $6 million prize pool again, but I'm not going to guarantee that.
Of course not.
I don't have $3 million to put up like that, but...
When you talk about a televised final table and you talk about people wanting to see themselves on television, when you're watching these poker events on TV, and a lot of people do, 11 p.m., midnight, you know, you're laying in bed. Yeah. What else you got to do? The Heat just lost. The Panthers, oh, they got a point. And then after the post-game show, you get poker. Is that – do you think people, you know, they lay in bed or wherever they are and they're watching poker – and that entices them to come here to the Hard Rock to get involved themselves?
Absolutely. I think poker on TV is a wonderful thing. It educates, you know, some newbies. It's relaxing. They learn. Some people just enjoy watching it. Some people gather a lot of information from it. And, you know, why wouldn't you want to watch yourself on TV? Why wouldn't you want to make a final table of a WPT event? And anyone effectively could.
It's kind of interesting the way you say it, because we watch baseball on TV, we watch football on TV, basketball, hockey, soccer, everything on television, and you're like, wow, that's cool, but you can't do that.
I cannot hit a home run.
You cannot. I mean, the majority of us, we can't just hop out of a bed and leave our house and be on television playing baseball. But poker is like one of... I mean, I'm sure there's other things I can't think of, but poker is really one thing that's so popular on television where anybody, no matter who you are, and I don't want to lessen the skill, no. But no matter who you are, you have the opportunity. And like you said, for this upcoming tournament, it's there, the opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, you can satellite in for as low as $400, win yourself a $3,500 seat. You could play next week's tournament for $150, win that, win a $3,500 seat. Run great, play well, be smart about it, and effectively see yourself on a WPT main event final table playing for probably close to about $1 million.
I tell people all of the time, and I only talk about this thing things on this show that I really believe in. I'm not blowing smoke, you know, just to say things, just to say it. But I say all the time, Jason, the place to play in South Florida is right here at the Hard Rock. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Here in your poker room, the events that you get. What besides the money gets people here? And besides, of course, I'm talking about it. What do you hear? The feedback, the room, the structure, the people who work here. I mean, what are some added things besides, hey, I can play in a poker tournament that you guys offer? Because you guys get everyone here.
This is the premier place to play in all of South Florida, hands down. And I'm not just saying that because I work here.
I believe you. I wouldn't let you say it.
The atmosphere coming to the Hard Rock, I mean, just the big guitar that's outside, it's beautiful. But once you're inside, aesthetically, this place is amazing. The staff is by far, hands down, some of the best dealers in all of South Florida.
I don't know. I've got rivered before. I've gotten bad beats on the river. We need to fix that.
We call that random card theory, sir. All right. The dealer's doing their job. And yes, you're not going to win every single flip, Andy. Sometimes you lose to King 4 from every once in a while. It happens.
You know, that's the thing with the bounty. And for those of you that don't know, in my poker tournament, which we are having tonight, cards in the air at 6, you could register until about 8:45 p.m., I do have a bounty on me. So if you knock me out, I am going to give you right there at the table 2 tickets to the Florida Panthers against the Devils this Saturday night. And they're not just any tickets. They're tickets on the glass, first row with food and drink included. So they're great seats thanks to the Workers' Comp Legal Center who provides that. And, you know, the thing with that, Jason, is last month there was 15 players left. I was going for the three-peat. And I don't want to say a bad name about the guy, but he's like, oh, you know, I'm calling you with anything because I want to take my son to the hockey game. And he knocked me out because this great dealer that you have here, Jason, put a 4 out there when I had king-queen and he had queen-4. He was hammered. And this great dealer that you talk about puts a 4 out there. I lose. And it was the weirdest feeling because he's saying to me, thank you so much. Oh, I can't wait to go to the game. And inside I'm like, dude, I was going to win this tournament and you just knocked me out.
Think about the experience that he probably had with his kid on the glass, Florida Panthers game, free food. All right.
Yeah, that was worth me losing.
That was worth you losing. Yeah, you know,
I'm really happy about that.
I'm happy.
I'm going to knock him out tonight.
I'm happy he won that 70-30 flip.
Jason Heidenthal, he runs all the poker tournaments here at the Hard Rock. You do a great job. And you guys don't just have tournaments here. You have cash games. There's cash games going on right now. Any time of the day. It could be the middle of the night. You've always got people here. It's a great atmosphere. You have a chance to win some pretty good money and soon be on television, too. The showdown is April 13th to May 2nd. We'll talk a lot more about that in the coming weeks. But, Jason, thanks again for being here. I hope to win tonight. We'll talk about it next month. And just for the record, if I do win tonight, I'll give the tickets to the second place person.
So someone does receive the tickets no matter what.
I'm not going to go to the game myself with the tickets.
So I have one shooting for second place.
So every second place still pays a lot of money, and you get those tickets.
Value.
As long as I'm the winner, second place will get the tickets. So definitely, you talk about added value, there's some value right there. All right, that's all the time I've got for this afternoon. I hope to see you here in just a couple of hours from now. Cards in the air at 6 p.m. You could register until about 8:45. $10,000 guaranteed in the prize pool and only $150 to buy in. It's the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament. Come on out. I take first. You try to take second right here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this evening. I got jury duty tomorrow, so no show tomorrow afternoon. I'm doing my civic duty. I'm going to win the poker tournament. That's my duty tonight. And tomorrow I will be at the criminal courthouse, not because of some investigation about me winning my own tournament, but I will be doing my civic duty with jury duty. So no show tomorrow. I'll be back with you guys on Thursday.
But I'm going to fill in tomorrow.
That's right. See, there you go. You're on
tomorrow. My show tomorrow.
Forget the poker stuff. You're on tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.